Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Severe weather overnight, but looking better for today. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, no accidents in the roadways, but we've got a tree limb down at Shelton Road Extension and Darrell Looper Drive. They're on the way to move it out of the roadway now. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, and no delays northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. The Four Diamond Culinary Team at the Battle House Hotel is preparing to make this Sunday's Easter lunch experience exceptional. The Easter lunch buffet served in the historic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 334-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with occasional showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Things are looking a lot better this morning than they were a few hours ago and overnight. 62 with some light rain at our studios. But bumpy overnight for sure, and severe weather affecting many states. Fatalities and injuries listed out. We'll get into details right now with Kelly in headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. At least one death is being blamed on last night's severe weather. That's where cities and counties reported down trees, power lines, and structural damage. This morning, authorities confirmed that a St. Clair County woman died when a tree fell on top of a mobile home she was inside of. The victim has not yet been identified, but is the first reported death as high winds and heavy rains from Thursday's storm impacted statewide. News from Montgomery this morning. Your kid may be out on spring break, but our lawmakers are working hard to keep them safe once they're back in school. On Thursday, the Alabama Senate approved Senate Bill 255 by Senator Tim Melson, which would allow local school boards of education to hire retired law enforcement officers to serve as armed school security staff. Security staff must have at least 25 years of experience, have completed active shooter prevention training approved by the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, and have completed a firearms certification course. Dr. Tom Sisk, superintendent of the Limestone County School System, says Senator Melson's bill will allow the schools to have a larger pool of, quote, qualified security officers from which to draw. Right now, the law allows retired officers to serve as school security staff, but retired officers without Alabama Peace Officer standards and training cannot be armed. That training does take weeks to complete. Senate Bill 255 now heads to the House of Representatives. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. We'll keep our eye on that in the Senate, starting session again on Tuesday in Montgomery. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock and severe weather last night close to our studios here. And it was right down to the south of us on the service road. We're at Airport and 65, so to our south on the west service road of 65. Winds caused damage specifically to Hall's Motorsports, although I think there's a couple other businesses nearby as well. They said damage at another business next door. This from our news partners at WKRG. Owner of Halls says to News 5 he was alerted to the damage when the business's burglar alarm sounded. Although a garage door was ripped open, ATVs inside did not appear damaged. Maybe that door ripped off by the wind. They are investigating that this morning. And I know our studios here, we were buffeted pretty hard right before they got started with Common Sense Radio last night and during that show. Some pretty heavy lightning strikes here at the studios at the intersection of Airport and 65. Damage throughout the state of Alabama, like Kelly said, also Mississippi and Louisiana. We'll talk about details of what happened last night and the pretty weekend ahead with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He joins us around 6:35 right here on Mobile Mornings.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Damage was reported in parts of Mobile as a result of last night's storms. Halls Motorsports on Interstate 65 Service Road suffered significant damage. The owner tells us they received an alert about a fire alarm going off. When they got there, they found damage to the backside of the building. It's not known how much it'll cost to repair it. A big tree fell on a home on Cottage Hill Road as well near University. Tornadoes were reported in parts of Mississippi. Other parts of the southeast also saw damage from the line of storms. A tornado damaged parts of Morton, Mississippi. In nearby Clinton, high winds rolled cars in a Walmart parking lot onto their sides. A Northwest Florida man accused of trying to shoot and kill law enforcement officers will serve 3 consecutive life sentences. In October 2017, Demetri Carter went to Warrington Bank and asked a teller to call authorities. When police got there, they noticed Carter had a gun. They told him to get on the ground, and he refused. Police tased him. Carter fired back. A shootout broke out before he was taken into custody. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo one-day sales event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, April 19th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday, April 19th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment in Robertsdale.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, time for FM Talk 106.5 Sports. Sean Sullivan in for Dalton Orwig. He'll be back in the sports chair coming up on Monday. Let's run through NBA scores in the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant scored 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors blew out the LA Clippers to take a 2-1 series lead. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 131-115. Ben Simmons scored a career playoff high 31 points for Philly, and the Sixers now lead that series 2-1. And the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Denver Nuggets 118-108. Spurs now lead that series 2-1. In NHL playoffs, we're on the ice, and the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 to even their best-of-seven series at 2 games apiece. The St. Louis Blues rallied from 2 goals down to beat Winnipeg Jets 3-2. Jaden Schwartz scored the winning goal with 15 seconds left to play. Blues now lead that series 3-2. And in the final game last night, the San Jose Sharks got some revenge with a 5-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. A Vegas win would have eliminated the Sharks last night. Vegas still leads in the series 3-2, with Game 6 set for Sunday in Vegas. Some major league scores. Arizona D-backs finished a three-game sweep over the Atlanta Braves with a 4-1 win yesterday. Washington beat San Francisco 4-2. Colorado defeated Philadelphia 6-2. Baltimore beat the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays 6-5 in extra innings. And Kansas City beat the Yankees 6-1. And the Dodgers got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Last night's Bay Bears home game against the Montgomery Biscuits was postponed due to the bad weather. And try to make up that doubleheader starting tonight at 5 out at Hank Aaron Stadium. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with occasional showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers not working any accidents, but we have a tree limb down at Shelton Beach Road Extension at Darrell Looper Drive. Now, if you're traveling across the Bayway, eastbound, westbound lanes along I-10 are perfect, and no delays northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. The City of Mobile Special Events Department bringing back Spring Break Kids Days all this week from 10 to 1, and it's movie night tonight. You'll be able to watch Hop at Langham Park. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with you. FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
It should be nice for the movie out at Langham tonight. Dr. Bill's forecast update coming your way just about 12 minutes from right now. Segment of the show brought to you by CSpire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. All right, manhunt still goes on in the city of Mobile after a gunfight with police and two suspects. We'll get more details on that coming up. Also, let's check headlines right now. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we now know the victim's identity involved in that deadly traffic accident during rush hour on Thursday in Chinchula. 29-year-old Casey Elizabeth Anderson of 8 Mile was driving north on Highway 45 near Georgetown Chinchula Road when her SUV went off the road and flipped. Alabama State Troopers confirm Anderson was not wearing her seatbelt and she was ejected from that vehicle. Anderson was pronounced dead on the scene. Meantime, her passenger, 28-year-old Marcus Gerald Ringer Jr. of Citronelle, he was taken to University Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues at this hour as to what may have caused that deadly accident. Across the bay this morning in Baldwin County, under arrest and accused of robbery and assault at a Foley apartment complex. According to the Foley Police Department, around 11 p.m., they responded to reports of a robbery in progress at the Allison Point apartments. Four people were arrested. As witnesses gave an accurate enough description of the four people involved in the vehicle that they left in, so much so that officers soon were able to locate that vehicle and make those arrests. 22-year-old Anthony Dwayne Kendrick, arrested. 19-year-old Justice Ray Kendrick, arrested. And 19-year-old Skylar T. Baldwin, arrested. And a fourth person identified as a lookout person. Three of the men are accused of forcing their way into an apartment and demanding valuables and cash from three people inside of that apartment home. Two of the men, Justice and Dwayne, they're accused of assaulting one person inside the home as well. They are both charged with three counts of robbery in the first degree and one count of assault in the second degree. Skylar and Ethan are both charged with three counts of robbery in the first degree. Authorities also uncovered four guns and stolen property during that arrest. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 621 FM Talk 106.5. And I mentioned earlier, Mobile police had captured one of the suspects in a shootout with Mobile police. We can get more details on what happened last night and the current manhunt going on. We'll check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich for more. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So walk us through the timeline from last night when this all, what happened, what went down, and what are we talking about as of this morning?
Okay, so according to Public Safety Director James Barber, the man who they were searching for originally, and not really just searching for, but just to kind of be on the lookout for, was someone who had escaped from Baldwin County. His name was Tommy Goldman. It doesn't look like he escaped from jail or he was an LDOC person. Not sure exactly where he escaped from, maybe from being an arrest. But so there was a bolo out for him. The officers spotted him in Tillman's Corner around 8 o'clock last night on Old Ridge Road near Nevius Road in that area. So they tried to pull over the car that he was riding in. That's when officers say that he reached out of the car and fired shots back at the officer that was trying to pull him over. And then he and another man that he was with ditched the car and ran into a wooded area. So that's what sparked this all-out manhunt last night that began shortly after 8 o'clock. K-9 officers were able to track down Antonio Nettles. That's the man he was with. He's in police custody this morning, still has not yet been booked into Mobile Metro Jail. So until the very early morning hours, until about 2:30, 3 o'clock, there was an all-out manhunt in Tillman's Corner with officers searching through that wooded area. They called off that all-out manhunt, but now Mobile police are working with U.S. Marshals to try to track Goldman down.
Okay, so I mean, it starts off then with this Goldman disappears from some sort of custody arrest in Baldwin County, and next thing we know, he shows up in Tillman's Corner?
Yeah, so I looked on the Mobile County jail log, and it looks like he does live here in Mobile County. His latest address is listed over here.
Okay, so then somehow somebody from MPD sees him go riding by with this Antonio Nettles, and they go to make a stop. And so, did the police do anything first, or they just? It's the report is that they started shooting from the car back at police.
The report is they started shooting. I'm not exactly sure exactly how it happened, but the officer wasn't hit, and it doesn't appear, we don't know if Goldman was hit or if the officer who fired back, you know, struck anyone. They didn't strike Antonio Nettles, but since they haven't found Goldman, we're not sure.
Okay, so they were searching the Tillman's Corner area. You talk about working with U.S. Marshals now. Have they expanded the search area? What do people need to know?
What people need to know is it doesn't look like they're out canvassing. As far as I can tell, it's more of like a bolo situation, and I'm not sure what the role with U.S. Marshals are going to be. But if you go on our website, we have a picture of the man that they're searching for. Police are saying if you see him anywhere around, you know, don't approach him. We know that he has a gun on him and that he's not afraid to shoot. So just call 911 if you do happen to see him anywhere.
All right, Katarina, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Katerina Lukacich from News 5, checking in that manhunt going on from overnight last night. All right, of course, one of the big stories from yesterday was the release of the Mueller report, redacted. I would say, I have nothing really to gauge it on, but they talked about heavily redacted. I don't know, looking through it, as a percentage, is it 15% maybe redacted out of the report? I don't think it was extremely heavily redacted, but they will, certain members of Congress will get to see a redacted report coming up. Of course, I had a lot of people talking yesterday. The president talking about no collusion, no obstruction. Democrats saying this opens up so many questions. Is this something Democrats will run with to try to move for impeachment? More on the whole issue as it stands now and what to expect from it. Bob Costantini from Westwood One checks in.
No one expects President Trump to let the Mueller report release pass without comment in some form. He tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor show,
"This should never happen to a president or to this country again, what took place. And you'll see a lot of very strong things come out tomorrow. Attorney General Barr is going to be giving a press conference. Maybe I'll do one after that. We'll see."
For the president and his attorneys, there will be the benefit of Congress being out of town for a couple weeks, meaning reactions from Capitol Hill will be piecemeal. While Democrats will search the report for any hints of misdeeds or gray areas regarding the president or people around him, Mr. Trump wants to hear Bill Barr say how far along he is in investigating the Russia election meddling probe's start. The president tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor show that his predecessor must have known of the things he calls abuses of power in the FBI aiming at stopping his election.
How is it possible that he didn't know? I mean, we're talking about pervasive, horrible things that were happening. And it would certainly be hard to believe that he didn't know what was going on.
The anticipation for what the former FBI director and his investigators found has been building for almost a month since the report was delivered to the attorney general. President Trump's personal legal team was ready then and is ready now with a rebuttal report of their own, which Rudy Giuliani indicates has been whittled down to 35 pages. They will release any of their counterarguments should it be necessary, depending on subject matter. As for the report, how much is redacted will set the tone for responses, and no one expects that Robert Mueller and his team will have the final word. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, that'll have everybody talking today, and we'll walk through this more in the 8 o'clock hour. 448 pages of the Mueller report released. As somebody pointed out, 865 redactions. Are those actual words or those whole sections? I'm not sure. And also the other part of it seems like in this report, no proof of conspiracy, although some disagreement between people who work for the president and the president. Interesting.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One man is in custody, another on the run following a shootout with police last night near Oak Ridge Road in Tillman's Corner. Antonio Nettles was arrested. Meanwhile, the search is continuing this morning for the alleged shooter in that case, Tommy Goldman, an escapee from Baldwin County. It began about 8 o'clock last night in Tillman's Corner. Police spotted a car Goldman was thought to be in. Police say Goldman fired at one of their officers, which resulted in a manhunt.
It's going to be a priority for the Mobile Police Department to make sure we get him off the street.
Alabama power crews are working to restore power to those who lost it as a result of last night's severe weather. At last check, 7,200 customers were still in the dark this morning. Alabama Power tweeted additional crews from outside the area will be in town today to get power back on. A homicide suspect in Northwest Florida will be back in court next month. Yesterday, a judge denied bond for 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins. He's charged in the death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Deputies say Hawkins shot Baldwin following an argument Monday morning on Inslee Street in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Pay paid, not attorney spokesperson, Fierce Nakawati with Principal Office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
Chairman Jerry Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee is expected to issue a subpoena today for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted Russia investigation report and the underlying evidence. Meanwhile, a Kremlin spokesman just said that Mueller's report did not contain any evidence Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. Death and destruction as strong storms swept across the South last night. Meteorologist John Trout tells us several states remain on high alert.
A tornado watch is in effect for parts of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia until 9 a.m. Now, these storms have produced deadly weather with at least three people killed overnight.
An Alabama woman among those killed when a tree fell on her mobile home. Two drivers died in Mississippi when trees fell on their cars. A California couple who starved a dozen children and shackled some to beds for years of abuse face sentencing today. David and Louise Turpin are due in a Riverside County court. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Sears Holdings is suing Eddie Lampert, his hedge fund ESL Investments, and others associated with ESL and Sears, accusing them of siphoning off billions of dollars worth of assets as the retailer racked up huge losses. The lawsuit alleges the hedge fund manager and the fund's board directed executives at the retailer to produce rosy financial projections for a big turnaround, even as it accumulated more than $7 billion in losses from 2011 to 2014. Canopy Growth Corporation has agreed to buy one of the biggest U.S. marijuana growers in a $3.4 billion deal as a Canadian company makes its way into the U.S. market. But Canopy's acquisition of Acreage Holdings Incorporated is contingent upon cannabis production and sales becoming legal at a federal level in the U.S. Canopy says the deal would be called off if federal legalization doesn't happen within 90 months. Stocks closed higher yesterday with the Dow up 110. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and with more on last night's bands of severe weather, let's check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, Doc.
Good morning, Sean.
And it was, like you said, a chance of some pretty good chances of some severe weather along our neck of the woods. And we got some pretty intense thunderstorms throughout the night.
Yeah, we look for at least 1 to 2 inches of rain, and it looks like that's what happened for a large part of the area. Officially at the airport as of midnight, it was 1.36 inches, and they had a little bit after midnight. That line of thunderstorms is now over the Florida Panhandle, well east of Pensacola, and headed toward the Tallahassee area, and is affecting southeast Alabama. If you're headed up in that direction, you could run into some of the showers, although they are moving to the east, and we'll be on into Georgia by this afternoon. The storm system that has produced all this weather, the center of the low is up in Kentucky. It's just about stalled up there. It's just spinning around, and there's sort of what we call wraparound showers that are coming around from the north and will be affecting Alabama and Mississippi today. Even though the front has gone through and it'll be quite a bit cooler today, we might see some occasional showers. Better chance for showers today as you head actually to the north. Northern Alabama will get more rain than here in the south. But again, temperatures are going to be quite a bit cooler. The high today, anywhere from 65 to 67 degrees for this afternoon, and the wind will be picking up out of the northwest at around 15 to 20 miles per hour at times. Now, tonight, we'll slowly improve as far as cloud cover, and temperatures will drop into the 40s, around 45 degrees, some areas getting into the lower 40s tonight. And then the weekend, pretty good. Sunny skies and 72 degrees for Saturday. Back into the mid-40s Saturday night, so kind of chilly. And then on Sunday, sunny, a little warmer, up to 78 degrees. After that, Monday and Tuesday look great with sunny skies, around 80 to 82 degrees. Wednesday, not bad, partly cloudy and 82, and the next chance for rain looks like a few showers on Thursday. So we have a nice dry spell after today that'll go from Saturday through next Wednesday.
Yeah, pretty fantastic run of weather, and I love the fact that it's going to be perfect for Easter weekend, which makes me wonder how high the weekend weather scale is going to be next hour.
Yeah, it looked pretty good, and of course the temperatures at night are going to be way, way below normal. Normal lows in the mid-50s, and we're going to see mid-40s for tonight and also for Saturday night, but otherwise it looks really good.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back in and get that weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, in the aftermath of last night's severe weather, according to Alabama Power here in Mobile, as of about 30 minutes ago, 2,300 still without power in our area. And teams are working to restore power as quickly and safely as possible. Also, a reminder, too, customer service open 7 days a week. If you want to call Alabama Power, 800-245-2244, or for outages or hazardous conditions, 800-888-2726. All right, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still have a large tree limb down at Shelton Beach Road Extension at Darrell Looper Drive. And if you're traveling eastbound I-10 between Range Line to 90, watch your speed. You've got state troopers already working some radar. It's a pretty good ride so far. Northbound 65 and across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
1-800-334.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Right, 640, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Yeah, as the sun's coming up this morning, even though the clouds are out there, people are seeing some additional damage. We talked about some areas pretty close to our studios here. Hulls Motorsports getting some damage. They're down just south of us here on the west side of 65. And we took some good lightning pops. Not good, but significant lightning pops. Believe me, you're in the radio business. They're never good. Significant lightning pops last night around here. But the good thing is we're still up and going. It's just a funny thing. You get towers and you get big buildings and you get lightning strikes. It's funny how that works. All right, 641, time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, an Alabama man is behind bars for burglary, kidnapping, and leading police on a foot chase with a machete in his hand. According to the Phoenix Police Department, David Wazinski was arrested Wednesday night after a resident reported that their home was broken into by a man with a machete. The resident says that he confronted the intruder, who ran from his home, but not before the victim was able to get a good description of him and call police. They were searching for a white male with a bald head, and less than 4 hours later, a man fitting that description with a machete forced a woman to take him to a Dollar Tree. Once at that Dollar Tree, he left the vehicle and left the weapon with the woman. The victim called police and described the man who kidnapped her as a white male with a bald head covered in blood. A man fitting that description was reported in the local area by police, and once discovered, he started running from police. The 55-year-old was captured and taken into custody. He is now charged with first-degree burglary, first-degree kidnapping, giving false information to police, and several misdemeanor charges. The convicted felon also was wanted on an outstanding warrant, a couple of them. At the time of his arrest, he right now is being held in the Russell County Jail. Closer to home here in Mobile, police are searching for two people involved in an armed robbery at a Mobile gas station. Wednesday night around 9 p.m., police responded to the Pure gas station on Azalea Road. Two men armed with guns went inside and demanded money from the clerk. They were able to take an unknown amount of money before they left that gas station. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. This investigation is still ongoing. And as always, if you have any information which could assist in this investigation, you're urged to give police a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only, minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Damage was reported in parts of Mobile as a result of last night's storms. Hulls Motorsports on Interstate 65 Service Road suffered significant damage. The owner tells us they received an alert about a fire alarm going off. When they got there, they found damage to the backside of the building. It's not known how much it'll cost to repair it. A big tree fell on a home on Cottage Hill Road as well near University. Tornadoes were reported in parts of Mississippi. Other parts of the southeast also saw damage from the line of storms. A tornado damaged parts of Morton, Mississippi, and nearby Clinton. High winds rolled cars in a Walmart parking lot onto their sides. A Northwest Florida man accused of trying to shoot and kill law enforcement officers will serve three consecutive life sentences. In October 2017, Demetri Carter went to Warrington Bank and asked a teller to call authorities. When police got there, they noticed Carter had a gun. They told him to get on the ground, and he refused. Police tased him. Carter fired back. A shootout broke out before he was taken into custody. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant Bill Finch will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, time for FM Talk 106.5 Sports. Sean Sullivan in for Dalton Orwig. He'll be back in the sports chair coming up on Monday. Let's run through NBA scores in the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant scored 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors blew out the LA Clippers to take a 2-1 series lead. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 131-115. Ben Simmons scored a career playoff high 31 points for Philly, and the Sixers now lead that series 2-1. And the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Denver Nuggets 118-108. Spurs now lead that series 2-1. In NHL playoffs, we're on the ice, and the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 to even their best of seven series at 2 games apiece. The St. Louis Blues rallied from 2 goals down to beat Winnipeg Jets 3-2. Jaden Schwartz scored the winning goal with 15 seconds left to play. Blues now lead that series 3-2. And in the final game last night, the San Jose Sharks got some revenge with a 5-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. A Vegas win would have eliminated the Sharks last night. Vegas still leads in the series 3-2, with Game 6 set for Sunday in Vegas. Some Major League scores. Arizona D-backs finished a 3-game sweep over the Atlanta Braves with a 4-1 win yesterday. Washington beat San Francisco 4-2. Colorado defeated Philadelphia 6-2. Baltimore beat the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays 6-5 in extra innings. And Kansas City beat the Yankees 6-1. And the Dodgers got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Last night's Bay Bears home game against the Montgomery Biscuits was postponed due to the bad weather. We'll try to make up that doubleheader starting tonight at 5 out at Hank Aaron Stadium. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with occasional showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still have a large tree limb down at Shelton Beach Road Extension and Darrell Looper Drive. State troopers not working any accidents, but again, they've got plenty of radar and will all weekend long, northbound 65 and on I-10 from Malbus to Loxley. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile is having a summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Find out more at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 650 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Another CBD story. Yeah. This one specifically for tomorrow, 420, April 20th. Anytime that I hear that it's the celebration of 420, do I picture Sean Penn's character Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Just something that's stuck in my brain. We'll talk about that in just a second. Right now, with more on the Mueller report released yesterday and reaction, here's Bob Costantini from Westwood One.
Attorney General Barr's statement based on the Mueller report pointed out that while it was quite clear Russia's Internet Research Agency, affiliated with the Putin government, tried to influence the campaign in favor of Donald Trump.
Indeed, as the report states, quote, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the IRA's interference operation, unquote. Put another way, the special counsel found no collusion.
The report itself suggests the June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower, arranged by Donald Trump Jr. with Russians claiming to have dirt on Hillary Clinton, was one of many contacts studied under what's commonly referred to as collusion. Otherwise, quote, the Russian contacts consisted of business connections, offers of assistance to the campaign, invitations for candidate Trump and Putin to meet in person, invitations for campaign officials and representatives of the Russian government to meet, and policy positions seeking improved U.S.-Russian relations, end quote. President Trump's initial public reaction was brief during an event hosting Wounded Warriors here.
And they're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
The attorney general saying Robert Mueller handed off the idea of whether the president or someone close to him tried to obstruct justice in the Russia investigation after finding 10 potential episodes.
Although the deputy attorney general and I disagreed with some of the special counsel's legal theories and felt that some of the episodes examined did not amount to obstruction as a matter of law, we did not rely solely on that in making our decision.
Democrats on Capitol Hill will certainly try to look at those episodes further, including the firing of James Comey and some of the president's tweets urging potential witnesses to not rat on him.
Related to the obstruction of justice aspect of the Mueller report, Barr offered up this bit of empathy for President Trump. There is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks.
Robert Mueller left it up to Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to look into whether they've engaged in obstruction of justice. They decided no. Among the obstruction of justice lines of inquiry Mueller mentions in the report are the firing of James Comey, attempts to influence witnesses, and the president's order to White House counsel Don McGahn that he tell Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein to fire Mueller. McGahn, who spoke with the Mueller team for as much as 30 hours, apparently refused to do so in an effort to save the president from an appearance of obstruction of justice. Add to that the alleged efforts by the president to get Michael Cohen to stay loyal once Cohen had criminal legal problems in New York. Mueller ends with a hint for Congress to decide if it should charge the president with obstruction. On the way to Mar-a-Lago, President Trump tweeted from Air Force One, "I had the right to end the whole witch hunt if I wanted. I could have fired everyone, including Mueller, if I wanted. I chose not to. I had the right to use executive privilege. I didn't." However, the Mueller report makes a pointed comment regarding obstruction. The president's efforts to influence the investigation were mostly unsuccessful, but that is largely because the persons who surrounded the president declined to carry out orders or accede to his requests. Bob Costantini, the White House.
Wow, and by the end of that, everybody expects it to, I think on both sides, on both ends, everybody says it's black and white, but I think if you look at it fairly, there's a whole lot of gray going on here as well. But I think a good day for the president, as maybe he could move on, but still a lot of questions about what was going on during that time. Not really a Russian question, but a question of, taking a businessman and having him do business inside a public servant segment in Washington. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pilot program underway right now gives SNAP program recipients yet another way to purchase their food. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on Thursday that they will allow Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients to make online grocery orders from Walmart and Amazon. This is a 2-year pilot program and starts in New York, but will expand to Alabama, Iowa, Maryland, Nebraska, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington in the coming months. This new option will allow even more families the ability to select and pay for their eligible food items online, but not service or delivery charges. Amazon says food stamp beneficiaries will be given free access to their Amazon Fresh service, which delivers groceries and fresh produce, as well as Prime Pantry. Amazon spending requirements for free delivery, that remains the same at $50 for Amazon Fresh and $25 for Amazon.com. If you live in Baldwin County, work in Baldwin County, or drive through the county, you know how busy the county is with new businesses, homes, schools, and more. And now that these new census numbers are in, it all makes sense. The county's accelerated growth now puts Baldwin County into Alabama's top 5. Since the last full census in 2010, Baldwin County has added an estimated 35,757 people, which is double-digit growth over 8 years. According to the 2018 census estimates of all U.S. counties, Baldwin County saw the fastest one-year growth in both raw numbers and percentages. The new estimates puts Baldwin County within striking distance of the fourth spot, which is held by Montgomery County. Only fewer than 8,000 people separate the two spots. So here's how it goes. For the 2018 populations for Alabama's biggest counties, first place Jefferson County, second place Mobile County, third place Madison County, fourth place Montgomery County, and fifth place Baldwin County with 218,022 people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And we'll take a little deeper dive into that today. Brendan Kirby, who you've been listening to Brendan for years with me, he's working with Fox 10 now and did a dive into the data, went down the data mine and has pulled some of those numbers and trends for populations in Alabama. Pretty fascinating stuff. We'll get to that coming up on the midday show today, starting at noon here at FM Talk 106.5. And yes, tomorrow, the 20th of April. I picture Beavis and Butthead and Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High every time somebody talks about the 420. But Carl's Jr., which we don't have, but it's like West Coast, west of the Mississippi, well, west of the Rockies and west, Hardee's, same company, I believe. Carl's Jr. will be the first major fast food chain to debut a cannabis-infused burger. Because that's what bacon's not enough, cheese is not enough, jalapenos are not enough. Let's get some cannabis here. The Rocky Mountain High Cheeseburger Delight, will be topped with CBD-infused Santa Fe sauce and sold at one location in Denver tomorrow on 420. The cost of the burger, $4.20. The burger sells well. Carl's Jr. may consider expanding the test and selling CBD-infused burgers at more locations. There you go. There's Carl Jr.'s stunt for 420, which, by the way, tomorrow starts National Parks Week, too, which is something pretty darn cool. We'll talk about that coming up as well. All right, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. We'll check in with News 5 right now.